For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert. Repair and reconstruction continues in the Camp Fire's wake. County officials have opened a part-time satellite permit center on the ridge. Meanwhile, in the valley, the first families are moving into a long-awaited FEMA housing site, and your questions. It's time for our weekly check-in with representatives from agencies assisting Camp Fire survivors. Joining us, Deborah Young of FEMA, Justin Jacobs with Cal OES, and Casey Hatcher of Butte County. We'll start with Colette Curtis from the town of Paradise.
The town continues to focus on assisting our residents as they rebuild. We have received 261 applications for rebuilding, and of those, we have issued 172. We continue to have about a three-week turnaround for building applications. We think that process is moving pretty well, and we're still continue to work to streamline that process to make it even simpler. We are also working on opening a Building Resiliency Center, or BRIC, that will be in the Bank of America building at 6295 Skyway, and we hope to have that open before November 8th. I also wanted to just touch on trees because we continue to get a lot of questions. You know, standing burnt trees continue to be a priority. The town of Paradise has identified trees in the public right-of-way that need to be removed, and we are going to be working on removing those in the next 4 to 8 months. And then, of course, we have the major issue of trees on private property. We are working with our partners at Cal OES and FEMA to come up with a program that can address some of those trees. There will also be additional programs through the Fire Safe Council, grants available through some other agencies like USDA to find some funding to help remove those trees. We will have hopefully some announcements about those programs coming up soon.
And now Casey Hatcher from Butte County.
The county will also have building services available at that location, so it can really be one place for anyone on the ridge that was impacted by the fire to go. So we'll have building permit services, plan check, environmental health there as well. But until that is open, we this week actually opened temporarily in the community room at the Paradise branch of the Butte County Library. And that location is open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 3:30. The day that we did the grand opening, we had a little ribbon cutting. Literally minutes after we cut the ribbon, contractors were coming in with plans, asking questions.
Casey, seems to be some dispute about trees along Honey Run Road and in Butte Creek Canyon about trees identified for removal and some folks claiming that a whole lot of them don't need to be removed.
The county hired an arborist that identified approximately 6,700 trees along the county's right-of-way throughout the entire burn area that need to be removed. And that project is split into five zones. That first area is Butte Creek Canyon, and we have heard from some concerned residents that they're questioning some of the trees that have been identified for removal. So our Public Works Department is working on a process for the public to be able to contact them by email. But a professional arborist has evaluated those trees and indicated that they need to be removed. But Public Works really wants to make sure that the public feels good about that as well, and is creating this avenue for them to specify a very specific tree that they have concerns about, to email Public Works, and then to ultimately go back out and look at that tree with the arborist to check that evaluation.
Next, we'll hear from Justin Jacobs with Cal OES.
In regard to debris removal, more than 10,000 sites have been cleared of structural debris. More than 5,300 of those have been returned to the county. We still have 63 debris removal crews working throughout Butte County and the area. So that all equates to about 3.2 million tons of debris removed.
Now let's hear from Deborah Young with FEMA.
I'd like to start out today by answering a question we received from a listener this week. Sarah was asking about the Hagen and Aztec temporary housing site in Chico. And as a matter of fact, the first four families were licensed into mobile housing units on that property yesterday. There are a total of 83 manufactured housing units at Hagen and Aztec, and they were made available to households who applied for FEMA state disaster assistance and were approved for temporary housing. The families who will be moving into direct housing at Hagen and Aztec have already been notified. FEMA direct housing is rent-free, but families must be working on a permanent housing plan and face recertification each and every month. FEMA's direct housing program is not an indefinite program. It must be requested by the state, and when approved by federal law, it can only run for 18 months from the date of the federal disaster declaration, which in the case of the Camp Fire was November 12, 2018. And that is outlined in the Stafford Act, and that's the federal act that dictates how disaster assistance is administered. So, Sarah, if you have applied for disaster assistance with FEMA and you are still in need of temporary housing, or your housing situation has changed and you are now in need of housing, you can call the FEMA helpline at 800-621-3362 and let us know what your need is. And that goes for anyone who has already applied for assistance and your housing needs have changed. Currently in temporary housing, 477 households are in direct housing across 8 counties. 293 are in travel trailers, and 184 families are in 1, 2, or 3-bedroom manufactured housing units. Of the FEMA temporary housing sites, 214 households are being housed at the 4 sites, with move-ins continuing at Hagen and Aztec as we speak. Also, on another topic, help is still available for many people who are still in need of services such as food, clothing, health services, employment, crisis counseling, legal assistance, and much more. Help is still available from a variety of nonprofit agencies throughout the state, and we just wanted to remind you of what they are. In Northern California, you can contact the Northern Valley Catholic Social Services of Chico at 800-339-8336. Again, that's 800-339-8336. Or you can call 211 or go to 211.org.
Now, we did have a few questions. We have a question from a listener, Sarah Adams, whose home was left standing by the fire, but she says there was ash and smoke inside her home after the fire. She says her parents did some cleaning, the carpet and furniture, shampooing, dusting, vacuuming, and some painting, but they're not sure if it was enough, and they're hesitant to move back in because they have a 7-month-old daughter. She's found plenty of protocol for site cleanup after a total loss, but nothing for inside surviving homes. If the options aren't available, they're looking for a recommendation from someone who knows more about disaster cleaning or chemistry on what to do next, or if what's been done so far is enough. Can you address that, or is that really something for county public health?
We received this question a lot. There's no real way to tell people that it's safe. There's not a lot of direct science around this. And what the county did was on the ButteCountyRecovers.org website, there is a page called Safety. And one of the things that is on that site is a vendor list for structure exposure. There was a lot of back and forth at the county about this with our public health department. And really, it comes down to people connecting individually with those vendors to get those areas cleaned. So we certainly understand the concern. And this was our attempt to put information out there to help people be able to identify folks that could come in and test as well as clean those structures.
That was Deborah Young of FEMA, Justin Jacobs with Cal OES, Casey Hatcher with Butte County, and Colette Curtis with the Town of Paradise. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.